Who is my mother? Who is my brother? They that do the will of my Father. These are my kinsmen. I will do good unto all men. If he needed something to eat, I will send something there for them. I will do that. I will not shut up my vows of compassion, for man is hungry. If my enemy is hungry, feed him. The enemies of your way. And that is the truth. That is the truth. He said, you gather those men, 70 of them, men that you know that are elders and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand with you. He said, I want them to stand by you, Moshe. I want them with you. He said, and I will come down and I will talk with you there, that they may have a witness that this is the mighty hand of Yahweh. So I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them. Moshe had a heart of integrity. He was a man that was honest before Yahweh. You don't have honesty today. Men, women are not honest today. And the deceitfulness about them. And only a spiritual man can discern that. He that is spiritual, he discerns all things. And no man discerns that he is a spiritual man. They didn't discern Messiah. They certainly did not discern the prophets. They certainly did not discern that Yohanan the baptizer was the forerunner of Messiah. That's why Herod said, give me his head. The Jezebel wife that he had taken of his brother. He said, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Moshe missed it. Because the Spirit of Yahweh, did not Messiah bear some of the world's sins? He bared what? He had a few million folks. You tell me he couldn't bear with that anointing? He forbore all of our sins, didn't he? You tell me Moshe could not do that? You tell me with the anointing of Yahweh, you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed with that anointing? You can move powers of hell. You can move the spirit that bar your heart. I bless you, Yahweh. And say thou unto the people, sanctify, cleanse yourself again on tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. He said, for you have wept for it. And I'm going to give you flesh. He said, ye shall eat flesh, for ye have wept in the ears of Yahweh, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt before Yahweh will give us flesh. Therefore, Yahweh will give us flesh. Ye shall eat. Isn't that a shame? That people think to go back to Egypt, say it's better in Egypt. They love Egypt. Because Egypt say you have your own free will, you do what you want to. And Yahweh say, not in my house. He's not going to be in the kingdom, and they think they're going into the kingdom. That's a lie from hell. That's their pagan. Doctors have taught them that. Show me in Scripture. I'll sit down with the best of you in Scripture. You bring the Scripture and show me. And then I'll explain the Scripture to you, all right? He said, you should not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days. He said, but even a whole month until it come out of your nostrils, you're going to puke it like dogs. And it be loathsome unto you that you're going to despise it. He's giving them the meat of this world. He's feeding them meat that's convenient. That they despise each other. It's a wicked world. Don't tell me you've looked at those when you're in the world. You looked at those that even you call your friends. And you could even see how you despise them. There were things about them. He said, so you're going to loathe them. You're going to despise it. Because that ye have despised Yahweh, which is amongst you. He said, you ask it because you despise the manner and the true word. And so what Yahweh said in this world, I'm going to give you those that feed nothing but your flesh. Until you're going to eat, regurgitate, and you're going to be just like a pig. He said, don't give that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast your pearls before the swine, while least they rent you. It's one thing that the dogs do. They go back to the dump. The true Proverbs say, the dog has returned back to his own fleshly ways and his own vomit. That's what they do. See, they love too, don't they? Not so. I know the spirit of love. They're going back to their own vomit. Preach on, preacher. That's all right. It's fattening to my soul. He said, because they have despised Yahweh, which is among them, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt? You brought us out here. We don't have our little fleshly convenience. We have fish. We want fish to eat. We want meat to eat. What an ungrateful, vile, wicked generation. What an evil, sadistic America. What a corrupt thing they call Christianity. It is a vile thing. Faggots run rapidly. Jezebels. You sisters, don't style yourself like the world in any way. Any of these hairstyles you're plaiting, any of you, it's not of your way. It's wrong. I'm telling you, brothers, either. Don't even let the wicked touch your hair. He said, why came forth out of Egypt? You brought us out. And Moshe said, the people among whom I am, now they won't meet. Now look what he says now. I know the lie that the man that calls himself prophet scare said. He got out there and ate all the cows and the meat. But that's not what he said. Look what he says. He says, and Moshe said unto them, the people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, soldiers, just men that are footmen. Look, listen, do you understand? Almost a million footmen. He said, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. I can see if you said a day or two. Moshe answered according to his own fleshly concerns and his own knowledge. He had forgotten about what the fathers had done. He said, shall the flocks, and look what he said, shall the flocks and the herds be slain just for them to be enough just for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to be enough or to suffice them? He said, Yahweh is going to take every cow we have, every sheep, every goat we have, even to feed the footmen. That's not the wives and the children. They began in their tents. He began to complain. I sure want me some fish and garlic. Well, when old David began to complain, old Neat Smith heard that he began to complain. Well, all of a while, the spirit had spread through the camp. When old Laura was standing there in her door, and Joseph asking her, what did he say? Well, old David complained because we didn't have no meat. And you found the spirit permeating. That's what happened, saints. Yahweh said unto Moshe, are my hand, or is the hand of Yahweh waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. He said, I will show you whether what I said is the truth. You don't believe me. This is a generation that doesn't believe the Father. That's the truth. They won't search scriptures. I warn you all. And I said, I don't know how to say it, Father. I said that maybe it spring forth some fear. Because there's no fear of Yahweh. They've lost the fear of Yahweh before their eyes. Don't even reverence him. I don't want to be like the world, Father. I'm not going to do it. As Abimelech had integrity, that Yahweh wouldn't even allow the man to touch Abraham Sarai. He had integrity in his heart because he was just a man of integrity. And Yahweh said, Abraham, you pray for him, that great deliverance will come upon his house. And Abraham did that, for the man had integrity. We don't have the spirit of Yahweh. We can't discern integrity amongst each other. You can't even discern integrity from my heart as a man of Yahweh. You can't see integrity because the hearts are so convoluted and polluted and vile and wicked. I believe some of the things, but you're wrong in that. No, my friend. I preach from the Tanakh and the covenant of Yahweh. You just don't know because your heart is deceived. And you murmur and complain. And when you do that, you're going to grieve the spirit of Yahweh. Anytime you murmur, you grieve the spirit. That's the truth. Because only thing he wants us to see is his son.
Nothing else. He doesn't care about your situation because he knows they have no power to separate you from him. Joel said, what shall separate me from the love of Yahweh? So tribulation, these things? He said, these little small infractions, they're nothing. He said, I will allow nothing to separate me from that place. And I will not allow nothing to separate me from Yahweh. Verse 24. And Moshe went out and told the people the words of Yahweh, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. Yahweh came down in the cloud, and he spake unto him, and he took the spirit that was upon him, the spirit that was upon Moshe, and gave it unto the 70 elders, and it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, and did not cease. Why prophesy and not tongues? Because you understand prophecy. Prophecy is for the house of Yahweh. Tongues are for those that do not know and do not understand, that they may be convinced with interpretation of tongues that they are sinners. You go to these four houses. And everybody rose. That's all it's done. And the word of prophecy, if there was a true manifestation of the Spirit, whereby speaks in tongues, even if one is not from the mixed multitude, then the prophecy, thus saith Yahweh, his judgment rests upon you, David, for thou hast rejected his laws and his truth, and he shall reward you according. He is convinced that he is a sinner. Why would he even come to the house of Yahweh? Why would a man come? Why would he even come? Because the scripture says that Yahweh adds daily. He adds daily unto the tabernacle such as should be saved. He walked in a vile, evil thing, and yet the words of prophecy spoke to his heart by the way of interpretation of tongues. And he was convinced that I'm a wicked man. They go to these whorehouses dressed like Jezebels and whores. The many feminine and faggotism run rapidly. And they've had a lustful spirit, has its power. And yet there's no word of conviction at all. I've never wanted to sit on any preacher that couldn't preach anything that even convinced me that I was worth it. And nothing. I don't want to hear nothing rosy. I want to hear who he is and his judgment that corrects me. I've never wanted that. I've never wanted to hear about the blessings. If I knew him, then I was the blessed one. To know him. If you know him, you are the blessed one. I'm not worried about what things come. Just to know him, I know what's in him. And all the riches are in him. Scripture says, but there remained two other men in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. There's something about that name, Eldad, it means Yahweh loves. And Medad simply means love. That's what Eldad means. Yahweh loves. Of course, the pagans would say it means God loves. But Yahweh loves. And Medad simply means love. And the Spirit rests upon them. The Spirit now, not spirits, but the Spirit rests upon them. And they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp, because they were men of upstanding men of righteous spirit. With the word of prophecy went forth, the Spirit filled their hearts. And there ran a young man unto Moshe and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. Yochah, the son of Nun, the servant of Moshe, one of the young men, answered and said, my leader, that's what he called Moshe, my leader, Moshe. He said, stop them. Forbid them from prophesying. Don't do that. And Moshe said unto him, do you envy them from me? Are you mad because they're doing that for my sake? He said, I would to Yahweh that all of Yahweh's people were prophets, and that Yahweh would put his spirit upon them all. Now that's what I wish today, that you would have the spirit of Yahweh. You see, that's the way you are. You run. When you see an act or something that is done by the Spirit, you run to find those that say, well, we need to put a stop to that. And Moshe said unto him, I'm sorry,
And Moshe got up out of the camp with him. He went out of the camp unto him and the elders of Israel. Verse 31. And there went forth a wind from Yahweh and brought quail from the sea and let them fall by the camp as it were a day's journey on this side, as it was a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp. And as it were 2 cubits high, about 3 feet high, upon the face of the earth. My, what? Even that will not satisfy the heart of the wicked. 3 feet high of quail. And the people stayed, or they stood up all the day and all the night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, about 50 or 60 bushels. And they spread them all abroad, or they spread them out right about the camp, that they were just dry, that they would have meat unto their bellies, were not even satisfied. Have you ever eaten that way? Did you eat so much that you still were not satisfied? Don't sit here in your hypocrisy. You've done that. That's why the scripture said that hell and the grave is never full, neither is the belly of man ever satisfied. I don't want this swine's meat that the world offers. Yahweh offered them bread that was of a corinda, that was a pure bread, the body, the hope of them there in the wilderness. And they rejected that. And that's what people are doing today. They reject the truth of Yahweh. They've been so traditionalized. We've been taught these lies and deception have not brought about any strength. We're still wicked. We're walking in sin. You can't discern what is right or wrong. Don't tell me that's Yahweh's anointing. It's a lie. It's a false spirit. Scripture says, while the flesh was yet between their teeth, do it, Father. I pray that he does it. He's going to do it. He said, while the flesh was between their teeth, he said, before it was even chewed, before they could even chew it, the wrath of Yahweh was kindled against the people. He looked upon this deterred, vile, evil mess that despised him. Despised his spirit. And he had placed upon Moshe. They cried in their petty sins. Vex the man's soul. Like some of you, your petty evil ways, your corrupt ways. The scripture says that it was kindled against the people, not Moshe. And Yahweh smote the people with a very great plague. It's coming. It's coming upon America. The bellies are filled with meat. Everywhere you go, there's nothing to do but eat. They're grotesque, out of shape. The bellies are filled with meat. They're greedy dogs. They're never satisfied. Never. Be quiet. The conviction of your sins and your corruption. Show you your vile ways. Don't sit here all sanctimonious with this preacher. That's why you need to sanctify yourself. You need to cleanse yourself. Greedy and lustful. Before they even chew, the plague was upon them. And the scripture says, and he called the place, that place, he called it Kibroth Hatavah, because there they burned the people that lusted. He's going to burn you that lust. He's going to burn every last one of you. That's why you need the spirit in this hour, saints. You need the spirit. You don't need the black man's spirit or the Caucasian man's spirit. You need to curse that spirit of mamas and your religious spirit. You need the Kodosh Ruah, the spirit of Yahweh. What about how's the spirit? He's able to bear all things. I don't care what the burden is. Was not Messiah filled with the spirit of Yahweh? And he was able to bear all of our sins. On that stake, he bore all of our sins in that body that even the Father turned his face away from that marred thing. But the offering was right and it was pure. And I bless Yahweh for that. No, I don't bless God. I bless Yahweh. I don't thank God for Jesus. I thank him for Messiah. And the people, they journeyed from Kibroth Hatavah, and they went unto Hazeroth and above Hazeroth. And so even with all of these profound blessings that Yahweh poured out, their hearts were still corrupt. They were still evil. They still rejected the laws and the truth of Yahweh. Your prayers and your cries are not going to be heard
because you have an emotional feeling to pray. They're not. He simply hears the cries of the depressed because we really don't know how to pray. You ought to be glad that he's allowed oppression to come upon you, that you can cry and you can weep. Well, I know what the Jezebels would say. They read the accounts, even as Messiah talked about prayer. He was full of the Spirit. The Spirit of Yahweh was poured upon him without measure. And then he cried unto the Father. And in the midst of that prayer, when he learned how to pray, did he cry? Did he cry in Gethsemane? That's prayer. And that the sweat fell off him like great drops of blood? You haven't prayed like that. The hour of death and the travail that shall overtake America, and we pray with this little kiddish thing? No. I warn us. Whether you receive me or not, it makes no difference. He said, you warn the righteous and the wicked. You warn the righteous and the wicked. So these warnings are for this righteous man that stand before you. But you warn them both. You tell them both. You warn them. You warn them of what I say, that they will obey me. The scripture says in Isaiah 63, this is this nation and this generation. Isaiah 63, verse 7. Isaiah said, I will mention the love kindness of Yahweh and the praises of Yahweh. I will mention them as well, Isaiah. But a man can't mention the love kindness and the praises of Yahweh, something is wrong. He said, according to all that Yahweh hath bestowed on us, what has he bestowed upon you? Has he blessed you with health today? Yet he corrects you in your sins and show you your vile ways. I bless you, Yahweh. He said, you can see the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he had bestowed upon them according to his mercies. Now that's what he has bestowed upon you. Because of his mercies. Not that we are worthy of it. Not because of your damnable lying prayers. Because they were vain. You didn't pray of the power of his anointing. This is mercies. We think it's something good we have done. Well, I prayed, honey. No, it's not your prayers. It's the mercies of your way. He wants you to recognize it's him and nothing about us. It's a fool's generation. I pray Yahweh raise up a mighty man of strength. Father, give him the finance that he may speak the truth in thy name to the nations of the world. For this is the message that must be declared in this hour. Now this lying, deceitful trash that has come out of this whore, the Catholic Jezebel. Everything that we have today, she has her footprint on it. The King James, the Greek Bible, the Wycliffe, the Tyndale, everything. Yahweh shall raise up those men today, the Elijahs, that they shall move by the Spirit, and the Elisha. They shall move by the Spirit, and they shall not fear. He gave Moshe the law, and Moshe did the righteousness of Yahweh by the righteousness of the law. By the righteousness of the law. And he has done something in this covenant to the house. He has put it in our hearts, and in the inward parts of a man's soul. So his soul shouldn't dry up. That is the fresh anointing every day. That is his anointing. And the Spirit of Yahweh will not speak against that. He said, because of his mercies and according to the multitude of his love kindness. Then what about the love kindness of Yahweh? Why do we identify that? You think it's your prayer? You think it's with just their crying? They couldn't identify the love kindness of Yahweh. Come on, saints, your prayers, they don't amount to a hill of beans. They don't amount to salt in a pond. You might as well say, hey, hallelujah. They don't amount to nothing. And if you be totally honest with yourself, you see your prayers don't amount to a can of dog bush with rats piss on the top. Or you can think of yourself more holy than that and say, oh, no, you're not a praying person. We are not that kind of a people. And so the only way that Yahweh can keep us in any kind of focus is that he allow even though the world to press you far from it. I bless you, Father. I thank you, Yahweh. I bless you. You're going to lie your wicked sons and daughters, all of them, they're going to press you. You're not going to cry shame them, you're going to cry shame me. Help me, Father. That's the truth. You just don't know the scriptures. Because you don't think that he's vitally important. I can't get him out of my mind. I can't get away from the scriptures. I just can't, saints. I can't. And something profoundly that he has done in me is not that what I have done. It's just what he has done. Because I know the law of my flesh. In me dwelleth nothing that is good, just, or righteous. It is only that law that worketh by the power of the Spirit of Yahweh. And I'm going to bless him. I'm going to bless him. So we won't even mention the love kindness of Yahweh. We won't think about his goodness, his mercies toward us. That's why I'm glad his mercies are renewed. His mercies are renewed every day. See, this is an evil generation. And they think they know how to give good gifts unto their children. How much more then, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, shall our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit of the Ruah, of the Kodesh Ruah, to those that ask him? Isaiah says in the 8th verse of the same chapter, for he said, surely they are my people. Did he say that? Did he say they were his people? Did Yahweh say they were his people? Children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. They didn't lie. They knew that he was Yahweh, yet they did not honor him as being Yahweh. He said, in all their affliction, in all their affliction, he was, Yahweh was afflicted. And the malach of his presence saved them. And his love and in his pity, just that, my friends, he redeemed them. He just redeemed you because of his love. And his pity for you, a wretched, lying, corrupt, vile, filthy thing we were. And that love was manifested in Messiah in his pity. In his love and his pity, he redeemed us. And he bare them. He carried them all the days of old. Did he not carry them? Has he not carried you? Then look at this. But they loved him. Verse 10. But they what? But they what? But they what? But they rebel and they vex his what? That's what you're doing today. His people. He carried them because they were reminded of his love, kindness, and his mercies. You, that was one thing that old John, even though he wasn't as the expert that I had hoped him to be in the knowledge, but I bless you always for bringing him. He kept saying this, it is the love, kindness of Yahweh, his love, kindness, and his mercies. Those were his patent words. He said, Pastor Roberts, his love, kindness, and his mercies. And yet man has forgotten his love, kindness. They've forgotten the mercies of Yahweh. No, it wasn't your prayer saved. It was just his mercies. His love kind. That's what the word we use, grace, that's what it is. Just the pure love of Yahweh. He said, therefore, he was turned to be their enemy, his people, but yet he was turned to be their enemy. I don't believe that. Did he do that? Was Israel in Exodus, were they his people? Are these not the same people? Did he not bring his wrath upon them? Was his wrath not kindled? Did not the meat come out of their nostrils? That is some kind of regurgitating there. Now, I can deal with it coming out of my mouth. But out of my nostrils, chunks of meat, blood, and the fool still trying to feel themselves and gorge. That's the way this world is. They don't have enough. Greedy and senseless in all of their ways. But they rebel. But they rebel. And they vexed the Kudus Ruah. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy. And he fought against them. That's what he's doing today. He's fighting against his house. And you can't win. And look what it says. Then he remembered the days of Moshe. And his people saying, where is he that brought them out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? You see, that's what he does. He puts shepherds of his flock. They fought against Moshe, didn't they murmur? Look how many of you all and all of you have murmured against this man of authority, man of your way. He's not speaking right, I'm speaking right. He's not doing this right. He said, where is he
that put his Holy Spirit within them. Put your spirit within me, Father. Where is he? He fought against them. And yet he put his spirit in them. He knew that there was a rebellious, corrupt house. They rebel. And yet he said they were his people. How? He redeemed with his love, kindness, and his mercies. I want to ask you a question. Is he the same today, yesterday, and evermore? Well, then does his love, kindness, and his mercies change? Not so ever. You didn't know who you were calling on when you call yourself, quote, getting saved, unquote. He has begotten us to a, he has begotten us through predestination to a lively hope. See, that's what these whorehouses have done. They have taken the glory from the Father. There's no honor unto Yahweh. I don't want to use that expression. They have taken all the honor from the Father. None whatsoever. And then it bestowed upon a pagan deity, and that's where the name Jesus originated from. There's too much documentation to show you. And these are not men that love Yahweh, that trust him. These are just historical reference and truths that a fool can find out. His name is Messiah. He is the Messiah of Yahweh. With Pastor Robert, that should resonate in the new covenant. Well, it should. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want the prayer of David to fill my heart. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh. And renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy kudosh ruah away from me. I want a clean heart. I want a sincere heart. That's what I want. Look at what Paul said unto the saints there in Corinth. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want to begin reading in verse 6. It's one thing about Yahweh, saints. The only way that he can show who he is by his own power. It's not revealed by some man's intellect. Was his ability to reason things. That's why the scientists cannot reveal him. And that's why the Einsteins, men of great intellectual knowledge, we're such an ignorant generation, and the people of Yahweh are very ignorant. You take, as I was saying to a young brother today, you take a man that studies molecular biology, or a man that understands nuclear power, the splitting atoms, you really don't even know what an atom is. You don't even understand the composition of an atom. And that is just like me trying to tell a man that understands that type of physics and the laws of physics, because it works, trying to express unto him in terms and express to him and give him understanding of that. Well, I have not spent the 20 or 30 years in that man has. And that's the way this house is. It's an ignorant house. Because anything that opposes their religious feelings, they just reject it. Well, that's not so. And believe me, I want to tell all y'all this. I don't care who y'all. Y'all is not going to grab you by your hand. No more he did with the saints of old. He's not going to grab you. He talked to Moshe. He's not going to grab you by hand and show you nothing. If you can't believe the witness of his son, he's not going to show you anything. Why? Because it's written. That's what Messiah used. He says written. And Messiah said, I came in the Father's name. He did not come in some pagan name. There's only one name. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you find out how much you truly love Pastor Robert, don't you? Your words will express that. He said they love me with their lips, and they express with their mouth they love me, but their hearts are far from me. See, that's love, when the heart is one. Oh, tell me you love me. I really don't want to hear it, really, honestly. And that's the truth. Here is love. Not that I love him, but he loved me. He loved me. Oh, how Yahweh loved me. Oh, how he loved you and me. Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Joel said, how it be that we speak wisdom among them that are perfect? How is it that we speak wisdom among those that have the perfect understanding of the law, the truth of Yahweh? He said, not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of the powers of this world that come to nothing. He said, but we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a secret. It says mystery, but in a secret. Even the hidden wisdom which Yahweh ordained before the world unto our honor.
Now the secret things of Yahweh, or mysteries of Yahweh, they were from the beginning. These things that are manifesting now, they were from the beginning. Yahweh had ordained them before the foundations of the world. You did not know you were a son when you were born. You didn't even know that you would be begotten of the Father. And yet these things were ordained and they were to be revealed. He says, now I want you to understand this now, which none of the princes or the rulers of this world knew. They didn't understand the secrets of Yahweh. And the princes today, they don't understand those secrets. They know of them, but they don't understand the secrets. Understanding is a wellspring of life. He said, for had they known or understood it, they would have not crucified the King of honor. He was the mighty power of Yahweh to bring honor unto the Father. He said, but I want to tell you something. Now, Saul writing this unto the saints. He said, but as it is written. Well, where is it written? He wasn't the first one to write this. He said, eyes have not seen nor ears, so neither hath it entered into the heart or the mind of man the things which God, which Yahweh. Now that is the one that hath prepared the things which Yahweh hath prepared for them that love him. Now he hath prepared those things for those that love him. Well, how do we show we love Yahweh? By obeying his commandments. Keeping his laws, not with your verbiage, but keeping his commandments. He said, but Yahweh hath revealed them unto us through his Spirit. Now that's why men don't know many things today. Because they don't have the Spirit of Yahweh. Now these secrets are revealed. The workings of hell, the powers of darkness. Yahweh's not going to allow the truth to be contaminated like they've been in the past. That corrupt men, deceivers and liars and charlatans for their own greed and their own wealth. And many have gotten rich off that name Jesus. They live sumptuously. And they have painted this rosary-like little carousel. You can get on, get off, get on, get off. You go this whorehouse, get off, go to that one. And they just tell them, you go to the whorehouse of your choice. That's what they tell them. No, Yahweh didn't tell them with Moshe. Even when men tried to stand up, Korah, Abiram, and Dathan, and say, Moshe, you take too much upon yourself. Yahweh killed them. He destroyed them. He is the one that chose leaders and established them. It's not you choosing a leader. Yahweh does that. That's why before Messiah ascended, he descended. He gave gifts unto men, not unto any woman. He did not give the gift unto any Jezebel. And only this whore, this Jezebel, this Protestant whore, would allow that vile thing in the midst. Because Yahweh is not the head. See, you must understand, in order for Yahweh to be the head, Messiah must be the head of the man, and there must be a man that's the head. And when you have no man that is the head, it is the spirit of a Jezebel. And when a man goes into a whore, she's a deep ditch. And he doesn't come out of that whore. Preach on, preacher. That's all right. He said, but these things aren't revealed through the Spirit. Through his Spirit. Not just any Spirit, through his Spirit. For the Spirit of Yahweh. That's the true interpretation. For the Spirit of Yahweh searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of Yahweh. It goes down into the depths of the mind of Yahweh. The Spirit does. That's why we need to quit being like men. And we need to search the Spirit of Yahweh and get down into the deep things. And don't tell me there's anything deep today. This is the blessings, this is the year of blessings. 2004 is for you. Those are lies from hell. The Spirit goes into the depths of the wisdom of Yahweh. These are shallow things that are being preached today. They have been just rehash and rehash. But we need the deep things of Yahweh. We don't understand the power of the Father. You got an imagination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what the Spirit does. The Spirit doesn't search gossip and lies and deceit. You don't have the Spirit. It searches the deep things. It gravitates to the deep things. As men say, I want the deep things. Well, the Spirit goes to the deep things. A molecular biology wants to be with another molecular biology. A man like me cannot, he cannot take my mind for the deep things of the quantum leaps, all right? And so that's what the Spirit does. It searches the deep things. Hallelujah. It searches the deep things, not trash things. Saul says, for what man understandeth the things of man or the thoughts of man? What man is it that understands the thoughts of man? Save the spirit of man which is in him. That's why man can understand what a man will do. Because he has the same spirit of a man. He said, even so the things of Yahweh knoweth no man. You don't even know them. But the spirit of Yahweh. See, the spirit of Yahweh knows all things. Well, what is his spirit? Is it a ghost? No, that's not his spirit, saints. So the things of Yahweh, you can't know them unless you have the spirit of Yahweh. That's why we are just like the house of Israel. I want this. I ain't got enough of that. I ain't got enough money. I want this. Or my husband or my wife here. My this. It's just a constant complaining and bickering and lusting. And when you get all that, you're still not content. And you're still not satisfied. That's why you need the spirit. You got a lost spirit, a deceitful spirit, a lying spirit. It's not your way. Kudus Roy, it's not it. And I sit here and I defy the spirit of this world. I defy it emphatically with all authority, with all might, and all power, for I have the spirit. And I know that no weapon that formed against me, no weapon of hell, even in your mind, your spirit, is not going to prosper. For I declare unto you the name of the Father and his Son. I declare nothing else. And in that you will receive the understanding of what revelation truth is. You will never know that unless you know the originator. It can't be revealed. He says in verse 12, now we have received, not the spirit of the world. These are worldly whorehouses. We shouldn't have that spirit. That's why we got to sanctify ourselves. That's the first thing Moshe said. Yahweh said, cleanse yourself. We need to cleanse ourselves. He said, but the spirit which is of Yahweh. Why do you have that spirit? That we might know the things that are freely given unto us of Yahweh. That we may know the things that are freely given unto us. It says in the King James of God. But Yahweh give us these things. He give us these things. And if he's the Father that gives us these things, the Spirit is not going to reject him. The Spirit is going to acknowledge him. And when the Spirit cannot acknowledge him, it is the Spirit of the world. Because the Spirit of the world cannot acknowledge the Father. And that is the truth. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Kudush Ruach teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Now, we have been taught things that man has taught. I have taught things that I have been taught of other men. Not because it was taught of the Spirit. Because when it's taught of the Spirit, it will break every shackle. It will break the bondage. And so I've been taught things that I've taught things that I have learned by men that I've trusted. And yet Yahweh tells us all to study. To show ourselves approved. As a workman, need not to be ashamed. Rightly or righteously understanding the truth of the scripture. Verse 14. Now these are those that are not influenced by the Spirit. Only a spiritual man can discern those that are spiritual. Those that are not spiritual, they cannot discern a spiritual man. He said, but the natural man, the carnal man, he can't receive the name of the Father, the Son. Receive it not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh. It says in the King James, receive not the spirit of the things of the Spirit of God. It received not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness unto him. So the things of Yahweh are foolishness. They have no relevance. Neither can he know them. See, they can't even know them. They can't even know the truth because they are spiritually discerned. That's why they can't know them. See, if you think he's going to touch you by your shoulder, no, these things are spiritually. That's why you need the Spirit. They are discerned by the Spirit. They are spiritually discerned, Mother. So he's not going to come down and touch you on the shoulder. He's going to discern. You're going to judge that. You're going to know that shall be a witness. These things are not just given. They are discerned by the Spirit. That's why a man that is spiritual, he knows and he judges all things. He understands things. And those that are not spiritual, they cannot judge him because they have no ability to discern who he is. They don't know him. That's why those little foolish children, when they were at Elijah, go ye bowhead. They could be certain that he was a man of the law of Yahweh. And Yahweh had two she-bears there because he cursed them. He cursed every last one of them. And the she-bears came out and pulled them to pieces. So you must have the spirit of Yahweh to discern his spiritual laws. That's why you can't discern that they're laws. The name of Jesus is a pagan lie. It's a pagan lie. I won't take that back. Here it is. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual, he discerns all things. He understands all things. But he himself is not judged of no man, or he himself is not discerned of any man. No man discerns that he is spiritual. You can walk in this world, they don't discern you're spiritual. They look at you as though that with that heathen carnal mind because they have a natural mind, a natural man's complex. And so everything they discern is of a natural man. And so they cannot discern whether you're spiritual. They don't know spiritual men today. He said, but for who have known the mind or the capacity of the spirit of truth or the mind of Yahweh? And that is, who has known the capacity of truth? Who has an understanding of this profound capacity of truth? That he may instruct Yahweh. Who has that ability? But we have the mind of Messiah. What a profound statement. Not the mind of Jesus, but the mind of Messiah. We have that mind. We have the mind of Messiah because he had the mind of the Father. His laws were based upon the laws of the Father. He did not come to establish any law. But what was written in the Torah and in the Tanakh, what the prophet said. He didn't come to establish nothing else. And if you actually read the account of the one that they call Jesus, you will see he come to establish nothing but what Scripture said. That which was written. Nothing else. Nothing else. He came to do one thing with what was written. Can I tell you what he came to do? Will you believe me? Will you believe me if I tell you? I will tell you all what he came to do. He came to do one thing. Will you hear this? If you get nothing out of this preaching today, hear this. He came to put it in the heart of man to believe it. He came to put it in our hearts to believe it. That's what he came to do. That's what he came to do. When a man believes it, he will trust that. He will. I'll read a few more scriptures. There's a bunch I can preach on this. I want to give you a foundation of the things to come and the weeks to come. There's some things that Yahweh has put in my heart to speak on. And I'm going to speak on them. I'm not trying to secure your approval. That doesn't mean anything at all to me. I want him to say, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So I'm not concerned about your approval because you don't even approve of him. I bless him that he directs his judgment to my heart, for that is how he corrects us. Judgment must first begin at his tabernacle. And if we are the temple or the house of the Spirit of Yahweh, he's going to destroy them that destroy the temple. And his spirit dwells in us. And we can incorporate that and make that an incorporation with the world. I'll read some verses of scriptures. First of all, in Yohanan, John chapter 4, verse 23. You must understand, you can't even worship Yahweh without the spirit. That's why this, what we have called worship, it is not worship. We have learned this from the Church of God, the Pentecostals, the Baptists, the Methodists. It is not worship. It is not worship. What a man truly worships, there is a gratefulness of thankfulness. You coming here, you're not very grateful and thankful. Messiah says in Yohanan 4, verse 23, he says, listen, woman, I want you to understand the hour, but the hour cometh, and now is. It's now is today. It's now is now. It's now is right now. He said, but now is when the what kind of worshipers? True worshipers, true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Now, how can we worship him with a false name? Jesus is a false name. How can we do that?
You can't even worship the Father unless you have the Spirit of Yahweh to worship Him. And you must have the truth of His law, for He is from everlasting to everlasting, and His law is the truth. He said, Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in the spirit of the truth, or in spirit and in truth. That's the only way you're going to worship Him. That's why there is no pure sound worship. That's why Messiah knew He could not leave us alone. He had to send the Comforter to comfort us even in our worship to the Father. His Spirit is truth, no lies in it. He's never going to allow us to call Him by some name that is not associated to Him. He suffered long with us. Is He not long-suffering? That's why we've got to count the long-suffering of Yahweh as salvation, not our long-suffering. We've got to count His long-suffering as our hope. He's not going to bring us to the knowledge of this end time and we resist that. And that's the truth. It says in the same book in the 14th chapter, verse 16. Now, if this one that you call, quote, Jesus, quote, Lord, quote, Christ, Christo, quote, if He is the one, and if you don't believe this, you are a fool. I believe what Messiah says. Yohanan 14, verse 16. This is what He says. He said, and I will pray to who? He said, I will pray the Father. I will pray unto the Father. He did not say unto myself. He said, I will pray unto the Father. I want to find out who this Father that He's praying to. This is a fool's world today. He said, I will pray to the Father and He shall give you another comforter. What did He comfort them in? In the truths of Yahweh, in the laws, in His judgment. He said, that He may abide with you as long as you are alive, forever. He says, now He identifies the Comforter, even the Spirit of truth. His law is truth, even the Spirit of truth, whom now the world cannot receive. The world cannot receive the Spirit of truth today. They reject this. They can't. A worldly person, he that is spiritual judges all things, he discerns all things, and he himself is not even discerned. So the world cannot accept this kind of truth today. Why? Because it seeth him not. They don't see the Spirit, neither knoweth him. You can see a ghost because they have shown us in their manifestations or their demonstrations with their sheets and all these things. He's not a ghostbuster. He is the Kadosh Ruah. That's what it is. He said, you know him. You know the Spirit of truth. You know it. Why? For he dwelleth with you. I am the truth of the Father. He didn't come to establish no truth about some Jesus or some Lord. And ye and he and shall be in you. He said, I am that truth. I am the truth. I came to witness of my Father, and the Spirit shall witness that I witness of the Father. Now he said, you can see me naturally and physically. And that's why many of you all believe me, because you can see me. But if you didn't see me, you would not believe me. That's why folks, if they see, they believe. You're liars. You won't believe. I believe it's there. Do you see it? I was sitting there yesterday talking to a brother. I said, man, I think about how a man can literally spit the atoms, the air. That's what a nuclear reaction does. It actually spits the atoms and causes this inferno of a fire. How does that happen? That it sets the air on fire. With that intent to eat. It's a liquid fire. I'd rather see a fire. I can run from that. But when the air set a fire, what kind of sadistic mind has gone beyond the laws of Yahweh to find that out? That's why the Tower of Babel. We were trying to go beyond the laws of Yahweh. That's why we need the Spirit today, saints. Oh, you need the Spirit, and not this thing that we call the Spirit. You need to sanctify yourself and cleanse yourself from your own lusts. It's not someone else's lusts, it's your lusts. And your own filthiness and your own covetousness. And then you ask for the Spirit. That's all you do. The Scripture says in the 15th chapter, verse 26, Yohanan. I want to read this. Yohanan 15, verse 26. He said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send you unto you from now. He's telling you where the Comforter is coming from. He said, he's coming from the Father, Yahweh. He said, even the Spirit of truth, which proceed forth from now, that's where it comes from. It comes from the Father. He shall what? Testify of me. That that's what the Spirit does. He testified that Messiah, witness of the Father, is of the truth. For you don't see Messiah and you don't see the Father. And so we need this comfort to know that he is alive and well. Not this crazy mess, what they call the Spirit is not saints. It's not the Spirit, trust me. I won't lead you wrong. I'm leading you to him. I'm not leading you to me, I'm leading you to the Father. Like Messiah led the apostles to the Father. That's where he led them to the Father. Our Father which art in heaven. Anything else that distorts his honor is pagan. I don't care what name it is. If they named him Willie, it would be pagan. If they named him James, it would have been pagan. It's a pagan name. For it takes away from the true identity of the Father. What it does. He said, and ye also, now, he said, now you also shall bear witness or bear of the testimony because ye have been with me from the beginning. When the Spirit speaks to you, you will say, that is the truth. And you will know that the Spirit is not speaking a lie. And we don't know whether it's the truth or a lie today. Because what Spirit has been in us, it has not been the Spirit of the Father. That's the truth. Get what we say, what we think. That's just the truth. It's just that Yahweh, because of his love, kindness, and his mercies, he's watched over you. That's it. We've been hell raisers, rebellious. You've grieved the Spirit. You've been self-righteous. You can always tell about what good things you've done, how nice you have been. You will never exalt another. When I sit down with anyone, they tell me about them and them. I know something is wrong. I've always said when I've sat down and talked with husbands and wives, I can tell the one that has true repentance. When the wife will say, well, Pastor Rob, I got my problem, then I know that that wife, there's something there you can salvage. When the husband says that, I know. I've sat down with them and the wife accused the husband. And the husband accused the wife. And I look at them and I know that they both are wicked and they are wrong. I've sat down with those say, it's me, Pastor Rob. I could do things a little different. I can be a little sweeter to him. I can do it. Well, Pastor Rob, I haven't done it quite right. I know that there's a contrite spirit there. I listen very well, saints. I may not respond to you all, but I listen very well. The young man came this morning with a dream he had. I know he thought I wasn't listening, but I was listening in a realm that he wasn't even in. I say, now you go and you inquire the Father to reveal unto you what that means. Oh, I know what it means. You inquire the Father. If he gave him the dream, he will reveal it. He did it with Daniel. Why would he do it with him? If he has a spirit, why wouldn't he do it with him? There's no respect to a person. You're going to need a strong leader in this hour, saints. And that's just the truth. It may not be me, but you're going to need a strong man. That you're going to need. Verse chapter 16. I want to close from here. Verse 7. Yokohama chapter 16. Messiah says in verse 7. Do you believe he told us the truth? He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Well, if he told you the truth, that if he came in his Father's name, he has the name of his Father, or he is a flat-out liar. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you now that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. He said, the first thing I want you to understand that when he comes, he will convict or reprove. He will show you the world of sin. He will reveal unto you righteousness and the judgment of Yahweh. Now, if a man has a spirit, he is not convinced of his sins. He doesn't see the righteous law of Yahweh. And he's not judged. Something is wrong. You judge others very quickly, don't you? Sure you do. Yes, you do. And the thing that you would judge me or another, you don't see that in you. You don't have the spirit. Oh, you can testify all you want to. As Evangelist Horn would always say, you can sing a lie as well as you can testify one. Because the Spirit always, it deals with you to comfort you. Spirit always deals with you. It always shows you you. I listen to people talk, I say, they just don't know, Father. Sure. And so that's why Yahweh gave gifts among men, that they may witness of the truth, and then the Spirit in you will witness, that's me. I need that, Father. I need that. He said, now it's going to show you your sin because you don't even believe on me. Now that's the sin, because we don't believe on him. We don't believe he's the hope of Yahweh. No, this world doesn't. That religious mind doesn't. That's why it's giving over to fleshly things all day. Don't tell me that. He said, of righteousness, because I go unto, he said, I go to who? He said, I'm telling you where I'm going. I'm going to my Father. See, you can't even know the Father unless you honor him. If you know the Father, you will honor him. As a son honoreth his father, and a servant his masters, if I be your father, then where is my honor? Where is the honor of Yahweh? He said, you will not see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is already, he stands condemned. He's already condemned. Now, I don't have to pray, Father, deliver me from the devil, because he's already condemned. That's what Scripture says. For the prince of this world, he's already judged. He's already condemned. He said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot even hear them now. You're not able to bear them. You don't have the strength. You talk about men that the validity of the testimony that was left upon the earth was in the body of those 12, those 11. And yet they didn't have the power to bear the things that he had to say. And yet the witness that was in them, of whom he was, the son of Yahweh, to testify of the Father, he entrusted that with him. That's why they had to have the comfort to witness that truth, because they would have gone back into the world just like anyone else. That's why we must have the Spirit. That's why you go back into the world. That's why you gravitate to worldly things and you love worldly things, and they have their appeal to you. Hallelujah. He said, how be it when he, Yahweh, Spirit of Truth, now that is the Spirit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will do one thing. He will guide you into some truth. Now that's just it. Now don't tell me. Now, if he is the Spirit in you, he guides us. What is a guide? You understand what a guide is? One that leads. It grabs hold to one and leads them. If you've got a tour guide, you always follow behind the tour guide. So don't tell me we've been led into all truth. It's either that or the word is a lie. When the Spirit comes, it guides us into all truth. When we truly get the Spirit, it will guide us into all truth. You say what you will or may. You can combat it. It's either the truth or it's a flat-out fabrication. And we haven't been guided into all truth. Thank you. This is how Yahweh corrects us. He judges us to get us ready for the great day, sister. He shows us our insignificant and what little we possess. He shows you everything he is. That his mercies and his long sufferings means more than anything. That's what he's showing us. He hasn't changed from the tonight to now. He hasn't. He gave them a witness of the law, but they couldn't live by it. He gave us the witness of the truth of the law through Messiah, because he lived the law. He manifested it, and he obeyed the law. That's what we have today. Howbeit, when he come, the Spirit of Truth, Yahweh, Spirit of Truth, come, he will guide us into all truth. Now, it's either Yahweh is a liar or a deceiver if we are not led into all truth. For it will not speak of itself. It won't talk about the Spirit. The Spirit, the Kodesh Ruach, never talks about it. And you got these whorehouses. Oh, the Holy Ghost, I pray. Holy Ghost, come. The Holy Ghost. That's not of Yahweh. Messiah, you never taught us to pray that way. You pray to the Father. But whatsoever, now listen to what he says. But whatsoever it or the Spirit shall hear now, it can speak nothing else. That shall it speak. And it will show you things to come. Or it will show you things on its own that will come to pass. That is what the Spirit does. It will show us things. It will show us how that Yahweh, as he takes us out of this Egypt and put us on this path to lead us into the eternal kingdom. It will show us those things. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them. Prepare for them. Prepare for them. The things that Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. So that's why we have no vision of what he has done, because we don't truly love him. But a man truly loves him, he will show him those things. The Spirit shows us the things that come to pass. So that's why we can never think of the heavenly things. That's why our affection is not upon the things of the heavens, the things of the earth. Because we feel true, don't have this true anointing of Yahweh. May his Spirit rest upon you. Fill your heart. This anointing, the Kodesh Ruach, overpower you, that you may know the truth and may set you free from the power of the flesh. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength,
This word be a tremendous hope to you. Cause this desire to burn deep down in your soul. I pray that be done for his house. I say to you all, you better begin to govern your hearts. Your sisters, your brothers. I say that. May Yahweh bless you. Keep you all today. May give you strength and peace. Let us stand to our feet. Good to see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I pray the word of Yahweh was a blessing to your hearts. And bless you, Father. We thank you for all things. We bless you for the truth today, your word, your spirit. To fill your people, touch them, sanctify them. As Moshe said to the people, sanctify yourselves. As we cleanse ourselves from all the contamination of the world. And Father, I pray that they ask for your anointing, your spirit, that fill their hearts. And that not only in tongues, Father, they may prophesy by your spirit. Let that mighty manifestation manifest here. That we began to prophesy and speak in the tongues of Yahweh with interpretation, Father. All things done decently in order. We ask you to go with the saints. Take them home safe and sound. We ask for all things. The Messiah is wonderful name. Yahshua, we bless you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.